This is New England Public Radio. Massachusetts is still reporting dozens of deaths each day from COVID-19, but starting this week, you can get a haircut, buy some marijuana, and go to the beach. Just make sure to keep some social distance. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Matt, a lot of businesses are closed today because of Memorial Day, but legally, a few industries are now allowed to resume operations. Can you briefly walk us through this phase of Governor Charlie Baker's COVID-19 reopening plan and how future phases will be triggered?
Yeah, well, this is technically the start of the second week of phase one, but you're right, this is the big sort of second phase of phase one, if you'll allow me to use the term again. We are seeing a lot of new types of businesses get the green light to open today, and this is everything from barbershops and retailers who can start to do curbside pickup to dog groomers and other types of car washes and businesses like these. So a lot of people really have had over the past week to review the safety protocols that the governor put in place and get their businesses ready to open. And this is going to include a lot of mask wearing, a lot of social distancing at all of these businesses as we move towards the next phase. And as I said, because this is we're 1 week into phase one, every phase, according to the governor's plan, will last a minimum of 3 weeks. So we could be 2 weeks away from the start of the second phase. It could be longer, depending on some key metrics. And what the governor is looking for is to see positive progress on things like the state's positive test rate, or the number of people who have died from COVID-19, the number of patients in hospitals, and the capability of the hospital system to take on patients should we see another surge, as well as testing capacity and the contact tracing program that the state is trying to set up so that they can monitor and respond to hotspots should there be outbreaks in specific parts of the state moving forward.
Last week, we saw the April unemployment rate for Massachusetts. That was a staggering 15.1%, a record by far. According to employers, many of those layoffs are supposed to be temporary until they can reopen again. So how much pressure is the governor getting to reopen some of those hardest hit industries like restaurants?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that there's been pressure on the governor to reopen. It's coming from sectors like the restaurant sector, from the retail sector, but it's also economy-wide. I mean, there's so much widespread unemployment, and this is impacting families. It's impacting the state's finances. And there's a concern that the longer you keep the economy shut down, the longer-term consequences it could have and the more difficult it will be to rebound. But the governor is trying to approach this from a public health safety standpoint. And you mentioned the restaurants. It's interesting. The restaurants are seeking some assistance as they get ready, and other states have opened restaurants around us, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island. But they are seeking some assistance from the state legislature to begin to perhaps amend their licenses, for instance, to sell outdoor alcohol sales so they could do patio service, outdoor dining as the weather gets nicer. So there's a couple components to this, and the state doesn't seem quite ready for restaurants to reopen just yet.
We talked last week about a special election here in Western Mass for state Senate. That seat and another, which both had been held by Republicans, went to Democrats, leaving the GOP with just 4 seats in the 40-member state Senate. Matt, is there any relevance to the minority party in the Senate at this point?
I mean, it's tough to draw conclusive lessons from these elections. A number of things going on here. Special elections are difficult because turnout tends to be low. These were the first conducted in this pandemic with mail-in voting. But there are also some things we saw, particularly in a race on the South Shore in the Upper Cape Cod area, where Republican Jay McMahon ran a very conservative campaign. He was very closely aligned with President Donald Trump. He participated in a lot of these reopen the economy rallies and was stood apart from a very popular governor, Charlie Baker, and he lost, losing the seat for the Republicans. In Western Mass, a slightly different situation. You had a much better known Democrat, a veteran, and state representative, John Velas, running for the seat that Don Humison had held in Westfield, running against the Republican John Cain, who actually had the support of the Republican governor, but he was unable to overcome that sort of name recognition in a special election like this. But certainly the fact that the Republicans, who had been on the rise in the Senate up to 6 members, back down to 4, limits their ability to effectively push an agenda. Thankfully for the Republican Party in the Senate, Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr has a very good working relationship with Democrats, so he should still be able to get some things done.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Radio at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.